a military jury last night sentenced an Army sergeant to death for murdering two of his fellow servicemen and wounding 14 others. Sergeant Hassan Akbar ambushed members of his own unit with a grenade and rifle attack in 2003, just as the Iraq War began. From Fort Bragg, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Last night's decision made Sergeant Akbar the first person sentenced to death in American military court since 1996. Akbar carried out his attack on members of the 101st Airborne Division in Kuwait. As they slept, he lobbed grenades into their tents, then opened fire with an M4, an ambush that killed Army Captain Chris Seifert and Air Force Major Greg Stone. Tammy Esslinger was Stone's fiancée.
Nothing can erase the pain that Hassan Akbar has caused in so many lives. Nothing can undo the irreparable damage that he caused. But today I will find comfort in knowing that justice has been served.
Throughout his trial, prosecutors painted Akbar as a systematic murderer who planned the attack to inflict maximum carnage. They said he was driven by what they called a hate-filled ideology, and he put his Muslim religion ahead of his duty to the United States. They said he killed his fellow servicemen to try to prevent the deaths of Muslims in Iraq, and in doing so, he left two American families without fathers. Captain Seifert's widow, Teresa, called Akbar's death sentence appropriate, and last night she paid tribute to her late husband.
For those of us fortunate enough to have known Chris, he will always be remembered as a generous soul, a man of quiet strength, and a hero. His friendship was an inspiration, and his love a blessing.
Akbar and his family didn't speak after the hearing, and the sergeant spoke only briefly during it. Before the jury began its deliberations, he apologized for the attack and asked for forgiveness. Defense lawyers said Akbar was depressed and paranoid, and when he heard other soldiers make anti-Muslim remarks, he interpreted them as personal threats. Akbar told the jury he thought his life was in jeopardy and that he had no other options. Akbar will be taken to death row at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, but before an execution could take place, military lawyer Kurt Didier says the case must be reviewed by an Army commander and several appellate courts.
It could go on for years and years. Sergeant Akbar will have an automatic appeal to the Army Court of Criminal Appeals, also an automatic appeal after that to the Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. Sergeant Akbar also has the opportunity to file a petition with the United States Supreme Court.
Still, even if that process does take years, Major Stone's fiancée says she's not disappointed. Tammy Esslinger says she hopes Akbar's time in prison helps him realize the impact of his crime. Captain Seifert's widow, though, was less reflective. Asked last night her feelings about Akbar, Teresa Seifert said only that she considers him a non-entity. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Fort Bragg, North Carolina.